A very good morning to you. David Sheehan with you here on Horizons. It's the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and everyone here on Horizons is wishing Kerry the very best in the All-Ireland final against Donegal. On the show this week, we talk with Sheila Goulding about the Legion of Mary and her work with asylum seekers. Joe Harrington speaks about Lara Crampon, and we speak to someone in Medjugorje about a youth festival in Kildare. First up, Sheila Goulding, welcome to Horizons.
Thank you, David. It's great to speak to you.
Tell me a bit about yourself.
I live here in Killarney. I have lived in Killarney since 1990. I grew up in Farn 4 and I trained as a primary school teacher. I taught for a number of years in Dublin and a number of years in Athlone. And then in 1990, we moved back to Killarney. So I was teaching here in Killarney until 2022 when I retired. So I suppose I have been involved in the church most of my life. My mother was a very strong Catholic, and my father too. I would have had a traditional Catholic upbringing. My mother was always a member of the Legion of Mary, and while I was in college in Carisfort in Dublin, I joined a presidium of the Legion of Mary there for students. Then, I suppose, as my life progressed, I drifted from the Legion of Mary for a while until 2012, when a new presidium of the Legion of Mary was being set up here in Killarney. So I got involved then and have been involved since. I am currently the president of our local presidium here, which is known as Mary, Queen of Angels.
Oh, very good. So for anybody who doesn't know, what does the Legion of Mary do?
I suppose the Legion of Mary is a lay Catholic organization. Each unit is called a presidium. That's the local unit. And we meet once a week, and prayer is intermingled with reports and discussion. So the Legion system, I suppose, involves prayer, as I have said, reading our handbook, the Legion of Mary handbook. But what attracted me to it initially was that there's also a practical side to the Legion of Mary. Each member of the presidium is requested to do some work in their parish during the week and report back on that work at the next meeting. So I suppose it was the combination of the practical as well as the spiritual that attracted me. So participating in the life of the parish, I suppose, can happen in different ways. Now, the Legion of Mary is active in a parish with the blessing of the parish priest. I have to say that first. And our parish priest, Father Kieran O'Brien, is very supportive. Now, we also would have a spiritual director in our Legion of Mary, and over the years that spiritual director would have changed, but at the moment we're very lucky to have a Father Derek O'Connell as our spiritual director. So at our weekly meeting then, the work would be allocated for the coming week, and that work, it could be maybe visiting an elderly person in their home or in a residential setting. It could be visiting the sick. It might be doing street contact, giving out Legion of Mary leaflets and miraculous medals. Or it could be saying the rosary at a grotto during the month of May or during the month of October. Now, it could also involve visiting families and offering them to have a statue of Our Lady of Fatima in their home for a week at the time, and making contact really with people and encouraging and developing their faith.
Okay, so are those the kind of practical projects that you were talking about, where you'd meet up and you'd come back in a week to update each other on what you were doing? Are those the sorts of things that you're updating each other on?
That's it, yeah. And I suppose one lovely project that we had going before COVID that we're hoping to start up again this September is visiting the residential homes in Killarney with the transition year students from the three secondary schools. Before COVID, we had that project going where those transition year students would meet us at the residential homes on their half day from school. I suppose the half day was usually on a Wednesday, so we would meet them there on a Wednesday afternoon. If any of them were able to play a musical instrument, they would bring the musical instrument along, and then they would accompany us in to visit some of the old folks, where they would entertain them with music or with song, or if they weren't musically inclined, they would discuss football or, you know, ask the residents about their own childhoods and things like that. It was beneficial, we felt, both to the elderly residents, but also to the transition year students. And we hope to resume that project now with the permission of the school. We've discussed it with the schools and all the required documentation will be in place. And we hope to get that up and running, as I say, by September.
Excellent. It sounds very interesting and it seems very fulfilling. If anybody listening wants to get involved with the Legion of Mary, how could they do that?
They can contact their local parish office or they can contact me. Now, there is a presidium of the Legion of Mary in Tralee and also in Kilcommon and Glenflesk, in Fossa, in various different parishes around the country. They can contact me here in Killarney at any stage and I would put them in touch with the local people in their own area. So very often we get people who say, don't know much about the Legion of Mary. Do I have to commit right away? So we generally say to people, no, you don't have to commit right away. You're very welcome to come along, come to our meeting, see what we do, ask any questions that you have. We give them a copy of our handbook and they're welcome to come to as many meetings as they want. And then if they stay with us, that is brilliant. After a period of about 3 months, they do take the Legion promise. If not, if they decide it's not for them, you know, that's not a problem either. We feel that Our Lady has had a chance to have input in their lives and sometimes a seed is planted and we don't see what grows.
Yeah. Sheila, do you have any events coming up that you'd like people to know about?
Well, on the 13th of each of the months from now until October, we would have a street rosary in Main Street in Killarney in honour of Our Lady of Fatima. We meet on the 13th because that is the date of the apparition of Our Lady in Fatima. So that's a public rosary where we say the rosary on the street. We begin at about 2:30. And we have street contact, talking to passers-by, giving out medals, giving out leaflets, and we invite them to stay and join in with some of the rosary or all of the rosary if they would like to do that.
Yeah, I see that posted about regularly enough on the Killarney Parish newsletter, so that seems to be a big draw.
It is, yeah. And people are amazing, you know, they'll stop and they'll say, oh my goodness, I used to have a miraculous medal when I was a child. I'd love to get another one now and give one to my children and give one to my grandchildren. And it can just be a little spur, a reawakening of faith in some people. And as I said, we don't know what happens after that. We make the initial contact and that's it. Sometimes we don't have contact with those people ever again. But I suppose I believe that no communication with anybody is random. You know, I believe God has a plan. It might not be visible to us now, but he knows what he's doing, and Our Lady certainly knows.
The miraculous medal is a great physical reminder for people of tradition and faith. So it's fantastic that you're handing them out and getting them into people's hands.
It is, yeah.
Sheila, I understand with the Legion of Mary, you do some work with asylum seekers.
Yes, our Legion, our present presidium of the Legion of Mary started here in Killarney in 2012. And then in May in 2015, we had a visit from a resident of one of the direct provision centres. Her name was Mary Clare. She came in just to see what we were doing and she ended up staying with us for a while and joining the Legion. That was 10 years ago now. Since then, I think we've come in contact with over 100 residents of the direct provision centres. Now, where we meet is in the Church of the Resurrection, which is close by to two of the direct provision centres. And I think it was all through Mary Clare, she spread the word to the residents to say, you'll be welcomed at the meeting, told them a little bit about it. And everybody who has come to our meeting has spread the word and brought another person or a few people with them. So as I said, over the years, we've had, I think, contact with more than 100 of the asylum seekers. And some of them have stayed in touch with us. Some of them, by the nature of their situation in life, have moved on. Some of them who come to us may not be Christians or may not be Catholic, but we allow them to come to our meetings and to find out what we're about. And then if they are interested in continuing, our spiritual director has provided instruction to some of them and they have actually been welcomed into the Catholic Church. In 2022, we had a beautiful ceremony welcoming 4 people into the Catholic Church. On the particular day, after they had received many months of instruction, they received the sacrament of baptism, penance, Eucharist and confirmation, and they are since practicing Catholic. And before COVID, we also had 5 people who were introduced to the Catholic Church in a similar way, and they received the sacraments as well. Now, sometimes, as I've said, due to the nature of their situation in life, the asylum seekers can be moved to different locations without their having any say in it. So if that happens, we do our best to encourage them to make contact with the Legion of Mary in their new location. And we in turn then contact the Legion of Mary and ask them to look out for these people. So we had 3 lovely young men from one of the direct provision centres in Killarney who were moved to Dublin last year and wished to continue their link with the Legion of Mary, which they did. And one of them received instruction and was received into the Catholic Church Easter 2024. And 2 of us attended that ceremony in the Crow Cathedral in Dublin. So we try to support people like that whenever we can. We are not a financial organisation, or we do not give material help. What we give is a welcome, and they have told us that that is why many of them continued to stay attending the Legion of Mary, and those who wanted to become Catholics, they felt that it was the initial welcome they received. They weren't questioned about their past. They were accepted as they are, and they were given every, I suppose, encouragement to build a new life here in Ireland. So I suppose that's something we still have quite a few who attend with us. At the moment, we don't have anybody who is taking instruction, but some nights at our meeting, we would have up to 25 people, and they have told us that they like to be part of a community when they move to a new place. And I suppose on our side, we just picture if it was one of our family or if it was ourselves, because one of our ladies who's a member who started off as an asylum seeker and then took instruction and is now a practicing Catholic, she would celebrate her 82nd birthday next January. So, you know, we look at her and we say, how has she ended up here in Ireland? What is the story of her life? Now, we never question. If somebody wants to share their story, of course we listen, but we do realise that some of these stories may not be happy and may bring back bad memories to them, you know. So it's as if there's a beginning now and you go forward.
Yeah, that's fantastic that you provide that facility for them, because I imagine it must be very difficult when you're used to a community and you have the places you go, where you go to shop, where you go to eat, and then suddenly you're uprooted and you're sent to a different place, really without your consent. It must be hugely disorientating for them.
I think it is, and they miss their own families at home. Through the involvement in the Legion of Mary, they come to Mass, some of them join our choir, they meet other people in our community and they become accepted in our community. And Killarney is a very welcoming place, you know, for newcomers. I suppose it's because of our big tourist industry and all of that, that we're used to meeting new faces. But yes, it does help them. And, you know, if you take each one of them as an individual person, that's who you are working with or who you are supporting. And so far, we have never regretted supporting anybody who has come to us.
Yeah, good on you for showing compassion in that regard. That's very good.
Thank you. Yes. Well, it benefits all of us because, you know, they are very joyful in their faith as well. And it lifts our meetings some nights. You know, they're fun and their attitude can be a bit different to ours, but they're very wholehearted in their attendance at meetings.
Yeah, it seems like everybody is happier if you're welcoming to people. It feels like such a basic thing, but it's unfortunately, it seems like a bit of a rare sentiment these days.
It is. I suppose, you know, anything that's new to people, any new person can be viewed as a threat. And it takes a little bit of courage and a little bit of bravery to say welcome to our parish. And hopefully we encourage that in our larger parish communities. So as I've said, some of them get involved in the choir. One of them also is involved. She came as an asylum seeker a long, long time ago, I think more than 20 years ago. And she has since received status. She works in our community. Her husband works. Her daughter has recently qualified as an architect. And she herself volunteers as a reader in church. You know that they are a huge benefit to our community when we give them a chance. And that's if we all deserve a chance and a bit of encouragement. And thankfully, we've received it. Personally, all my life, I have been lucky enough to encounter people who encouraged me and supported me in any projects that I have undertaken.
Well, thank you for being brave enough to be welcoming to them and making our community a little bit better. Sheila Goulding, thank you very much for coming on Horizons.
Thank you, David. It's been a pleasure.
Lord, show us your mercy and love.
After the break, the Youth 2000 Summer Festival.